Zakt the Mishnah Vayta Masechta Sanhedrin, Perik Zayin, Mishnah Dalid. Until now, we learned how skila is executed by Beis Din. Now we're going to see for which averus there is a chiyuv skila. I want to just remind you, and this is true in regard to virtually all the chiyuv Beis Din, there is only a chiyuv misa if it's done b'mezid, if he did it on purpose, u'behasrar, and he was forewarned, if you do this, you know what your punishment is going to be, and the eidim were watching. We're going to see now 18 different averos that carry a chiyuv skila. 7 have to do with inyoni arayos, who a person is allowed to marry. 8 have to do with inyonim of emunah. 1 has to do with Shabbos. And 2 will be related to the inyan of kavod to a father and mother. Zakta Mishnah. Elu hein haneskalim, the following people would be chayiv skila. Haba al ha'im, these relationships are also to him. His mother, Val Eshes Ha'av, his father's wife, Val Akala, his son's wife, Val Azachar, Val Abahema, or to live with an animal, V'isha Mevi'a Sebahema, or a woman who brings an animal to herself. Those are the Inyoni Arayas. Now here come the ones that have to do with Amunav, Hamagadev, one who, we taichet, one who blesses Hashem, but that's because we don't want to say out, Chas V'Shalom, that he's really doing the opposite. V'yoyved Avodah Zara, one who serves Avodah Zara, V'anoisen Mizari L'moylach, one who gives one of his children to Moylach. This means that he gives over one of his children to the priests of Moylach. They serve the fire. Then the priests give over the son to the father, so he should pass his child through the fire. U'bal oivi yadayni. These are different types of kishuv. It's done through communicating with bones of dead people. V'amachalas ha-shabbos. He's over any of the lamites melachais. Again, we're talking about b'mezid, b'hasra. And there are edim. V'amakal of v'imai, one who curses his father or mother. V'abal nara ha-mairasa. Somebody lived with a naira who was engaged to someone else. Mi'irasa is more than what we call engaged. It means that she already had kiddushin. He was mekadisher. V'amesis, one who persuades another to serve Avodah Zarah. V'amediach, one who convinces the people of a town to serve Avodah Zarah. V'amechashef, one who engages in kishif. U'ben soyder u'moyder. We'll see later a little bit more about exactly what a ben soyder u'moyder is, but literally it means a rebellious son. I'm sure you remember from Parshas Ki Tsetse more the details of the ben soyder u'moyder, and again, we'll learn about that a little bit later on, Be'ez Hashem. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Now we're talking about B'shoigeg. He was together with his mother, who now is unmarried. We'll soon see why that's important. Chayiv olam mishem aim or mishem eshesav. He has to bring two chatos. Remember, this is b'shoigeg, so he's not chayiv skila, but he does have to bring a carbon chatos. One, for the fact the Torah says one cannot be with his mother, and the other, because the Torah says he can't be with his father's wife. Rabbi Huda says, ein chayiv ela mishem ha'aim bilvad. He only brings one chatos for the avera of with his mother. Habal eshesav. This is his father's wife, who is still married to his father, but it's not his mother. He was born from a different wife. And again, we're talking about b'shoigeg. Chayiv olam mishem eshes av, he has to bring one chatas for the avera of being with his father's wife, or mishem eshes ish, another chatas for the avera of being with a married woman. Bein b'chayei aviv, it makes no difference whether this happened during his father's lifetime, bein li'achar misa, or after his father passed away already. Bein min ha'erusin, it makes no difference if it was just erusin, bein min ha'nesuyin. Again, erusin is the first part of marriage. You stand by a chuppah, you see the chassan puts the ring on the kala's finger, he says, Ariat mekadesh asli. B'tabazu kadas Moshe v'Yisrael, the Edim watch this. At that point, she's an arusa. He's not allowed to live with her yet. But she does have a din of an eshes ish. The nesuyin is the next part. The brachais, the yichud room, there's a machlokes exactly when the chaloisa nesuyin is, when the nesuyin clicks in. But basically, it's the chuppah that's afterwards. So it makes no difference whether this woman was only an arusa to his father or nesuyin. Vayter zok mishnah, habal kalosai. Someone is with his daughter-in-law who is still married to a son. Again, in this case, b'shoyeg, chayiv olav mishum kalosai. He has to bring one chatas with the aveir of being with his daughter-in-law. And a second, because Lamaisa, he was with a married woman. Bein b'chayi b'noi, this is whether it's during his son's lifetime, and bein la'acher misas benoy, or whether it's after his son passed away, it makes no difference, and bein min ha'erisin, bein min ha'nesuyin, whether she was an arusa or an asuya. Vaitra zok the mishnah, habola zochav ala behema, v'isha meviyas ha'behema, these three averes. So the mishnah has a shaila. Im adam chata, if a person sinned, behema machata, why are we giving skila to the behema? Ella rather, lefisha bas la'adam tekal al yada, because a person nebuch was destroyed through this animal. Lefikach amar hakasev, therefore the pasuk says to sakel, that the animal should get skila. Some learn that no one else should sin with it as well. Davarach another pshat is shloiteya behema iveres b'shuk. The reason the behemoth gets skila is so that we shouldn't have this animal walking in the street. V'yoymru, and people are going to say, zuhi sheniskal ployni al yada, this is the animal that caused so-and-so to be stoned. Now you're going to ask, we gave the person skila, so who cares if he gets embarrassed? And the answer is no. The einish that the Torah says doesn't fulfill, but not a drop more. We don't even want him to be embarrassed after he died, especially afterwards we already had a kapara. Okay, in our Mishnah we learned about 18 chatoim that for that one could be chayiv skila if it was b'meizid, b'hasra, and with edim. First in Yoni Aroyas, his mother, his father's wife, his son's wife, a zachar, a behema, a woman that brings a behema on herself. Hamagadev, one who chas v'shalom says the wrong thing about Hashem. It's worse than that, we just don't want to say it out. Someone who serves avodah zarah, that would be one of the four avodahs. We're going to see that later in Mishnah Vav, exactly what they are. Or if there's a particular avodah zarah, that this is how the avodah zarah is served. Hanaisa mizari l'moylech, the father gives over his son to the priests of this oiv de ha'esh, then they give the son back to the father so he should pass it through the fire. Bal oiv v'yadayni, these people try to engage the bones of Mesim so that it divines the future. One is Michal Shabbos, one who curses his father or mother. Vabal Naira Mi'oirasa, that's a Naira that was Nikudeshes to someone else. Mesis, that's a Yachid who convinces another person to serve Avodah Zarah. Mediach is one who convinces a Rabbim. Mechashiv, one who is Isaac in Yonam of Kishuf. Oben Sayra Meirer, we'll learn more about that later. The Mishnah explained to us that if someone was Baal Ha'aim with his mother, B'shoigeg, thinking that it was his wife, he's Chayiv two Chatois. One because it was his mother, the other because it was his father's wife. Rabbi Yehuda says only one Chatos. If someone is Baal B'shoigeg al Eishes Av and his father's wife, and this is a father's wife that's not his mother, he was born from a different wife of his father, but she's still married to his father, so he's Chayiv two chatois. One because it's his father's wife, the other because she's an Eishes Ish. And this is true whether the father is alive or even after the father passed away, whether she's an Arusa or a Nesuya. If someone by mistake, B'shoigeg, was together with his daughter-in-law, he's Chayiv two chatois. One because it's his daughter-in-law, the other because she's an Eishes Ish. If she's still married to a son, whether his son is alive or whether his son is no longer alive, he's still chayiv on the fact that she is kalasai, that she's his daughter-in-law. The son is not alive anymore, she wouldn't be chayiv on Seishas Ish. And it makes no difference whether she's an arusa or a nesuya. Then we had Abola Zachar, Vala Behema, Isha Meviyas Behema, and the Mishnah asked the question, if the person sinned, why should the Behema be chayiv skila? And the answer is, Lefi Shabbos La'odam Takala Al Yada, because a person was nichshol through this Behema. So the pasuk says, give the behemah skila, shouldn't happen again. Another pshat is, people shouldn't say, ooh, that's the behemah that so-and-so got skila, and that would be an additional shame to the chote, to the sinner. We don't add on any additional tzar or pain.